Diana Vaccario and Mike Murawski are in the studio with me tonight. Diana is Director of Economic Development at Price Hill Will, and Mike is Director of Community Programs at Community Matters. We're going to learn about Price Hill Will tonight and also the Multicultural Festival that they're involved in. Welcome to both of you.
Thanks for having us.
Diana, Price Hill Will. I just feel like I should shoot my arm in the air and sing an anthem. This is such a great title for an organization. So what's the purpose of the organization?
Well, Price Hill Will is a comprehensive community development corporation. So we believe that you can make all of the physical changes to a neighborhood as you can afford, but until you get the community involved in revitalization, you can't sustain those changes. So we have three main focus areas. One is community engagement. We have a real estate revitalization program and an economic development program.
Connected with that specifically tonight in terms of engaging the community, we're going to talk about this multicultural festival. I believe it's the debut year for this festival.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I guess give us a preview of what all are the multicultures that exist in Price Hill.
Primarily, we've seen a lot of immigrants from Latin American communities, Central America, particularly Guatemalan communities that have started to move into the neighborhood. And we're really excited to see new folks in the neighborhood. And so we want to celebrate that and make newer residents feel welcome into the community. We're also seeing a growing number of African-American populations and even African communities. So it's an increasingly diverse neighborhood.
Wonderful. Let's go on to the festival and tell us about the first event, please.
Okay, well, the first event is going to be the Bend in the River Music Festival. It's going to be held in Lower Price Hill, which is one of the neighborhoods that we focus on. We have Mike Murawski here as the organizer. He's brought together a great group of folks to make it a really dynamic event.
Great. So, Mike, tell us about this. Who's involved and what has been your involvement with it?
Community Matters. Our mission is to remove barriers to opportunity for the residents of Lower Price Hill. Our sister organization, Education Matters, goal is to remove barriers to education. And we work in tandem to fully surround folks with anything they could possibly need to move forward in life and to actualize their dreams. So that said, the festival itself will benefit all of these programs. So the Bend in the River Art and Music Festival kind of has a twofold purpose. The primary purpose, of course, is to provide an excellent, one-of-a-kind, awesome weekend for the residents of Lower Price Hill. The second motive behind it is kind of a celebration. We've been undergoing a massive renovation on our campus, which contains St. Michael School, St. Michael Sanctuary, the second oldest Catholic church in the city, which is now desanctified, two annex buildings, and a rectory. So we're talking an $8.2 million renovation. LISC National invested in us, one of five neighborhoods in the entire country. And the Bend in the River Art and Music Festival will be the first event held in the sanctuary upon its completion. So the second purpose, again, is to bring folks to our community that typically may not say, hey, let's go out for a night in Lower Price Hill. I'm confident in the next few years that'll change and people will say, man, we need to go back to that place, the sanctuary. So 10 bands over the span of 2 days. We're going to have a number of Cincinnati's most popular food trucks. A friend of mine named Buddy Fristo, who lives in the West Side, has a real small catering business. He hand makes everything. So Buddy Fristo will be featured. And there's a number of Guatemalan immigrants, friends in our neighborhood, and a number of them have created this tamale co-op. So you'll be able to get tamales cooked by the professionals as well at Bend in the River. We're going to have SCPA animal adoption on Saturday only, which I should say is Saturday, October 4th. And then the next day, the second day, will be October 5th, that Sunday. Mad Tree Brewing and Ryan Geist Brewing are our craft beer sponsors for the event. So they'll be there as well. And one of the most fun parts of this is we have celebrity bartenders throughout the whole weekend serving in tandem. Everybody from John Cranley to Roxanne Qualls, Councilwoman Amy Murray, Councilman Chris Seelbach, Carolyn Washburn, the editor of The Inquirer, and folks like that. So people involved politically or in the news media in town will be serving the beer all weekend. Of course, we'll also have pop and kids games and water. We have some real hot bluegrass bands like Blue Caboose and the Part-Time Gentlemen, real hot rock bands like Ohio Knife, and some really great country bands like Jerry Ray, who will be playing on Sunday with his sister. So we're real excited about it. The neighborhood's excited about it. And I want to thank Price Hill Will for having faith in this endeavor and granting us funds to help put it on.
Well, thanks for putting it together. What an exciting event. Sounds just like a great weekend. This could be a hard act to follow, but Diana, you have a couple other events coming
up. We do. There's the Multicultural Festival at Roberts Academy, which has been going on for about 5 years under the name of the Latin American Festival. They were trying to appeal to that new community, and they've had audiences as big as 2,000 come to that event throughout the weekend. And I think in the last 2 years, they've noticed a growing diversity within that event, and that's why they wanted to change the name and open it up to other groups living in the community. The date for that is going to be September 14th, and it'll be from 12 to 4 o'clock at Roberts Academy, which is at 1702 Grand Avenue in East Paraiso.
And then you have, I think, what harkens back to what we used to call progressive dinners, but mm-hmm. It's called Welcoming West Siders.
Yes, that was an application that was submitted by a resident, Julie Hogan Tolbert. She's starting a consulting business called Culturally Speaking. So she is trying to train businesses and schools and other institutions on how to be more welcoming to new cultures. And she submitted the idea to do a potluck progressive dinner called Welcoming West Siders. And she's partnering with our Arts Community Action Team. So within community engagement, we have community action teams, and they're going to help her to organize the event in December.
And then something special for children.
Yes, the Aladdin Children's Performance at Denham Arts Center, which is the home of the Sunset Players, which is our community theater group. They put on a children's play every year, and the grant program is allowing them to provide free tickets for kids in the community.
When will the children's play take place?
The children's play will take place in December, and we'd like to tie that into our Holiday on the Hill event, which is the first weekend in December. So we'll use that as a forum for promoting the children's play.
It's really exciting and enlivening to hear of all the things that you're creating in Price Hill. And I just want to thank both of you for your work there. And thanks for filling us in on it tonight.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you, Barbara.
I've been talking with Mike Morosky and Diana Vicario about Price Hill Will and the Multicultural Festival that will take place this fall. For further information, you can go to wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.